Blog Talk Radio.
And certainly that is the case. My name is Yom Suf Arif, and this is the Real Talk, Real People Study Show. And I simply want to read something for you before we get started in our studies, because this is what we study. We don't depend upon politicians. We don't trust in any other entity but the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. I simply want to share this with you. In Psalms 25, to you, O Yah, I lift up our souls. O my Elohim, I trust in you. Let us not be ashamed. Let not our enemies triumph over us. Indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed. Let those be ashamed who deal treacherously with that cause. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. And certainly, the song is poignant to that effect. Because you can't trust in these politicians. You certainly cannot trust in this Western Hemisphere. And you shouldn't. That is one reason why we do these studies. It is imperative that you reestablish a relationship with the Elohim. It's imperative that you reestablish a relationship with one another. Because the evidence speaks for itself in that regard. We love to write rap songs about one another, and they are not the songs of uplifting. They're really noise. They're talking about having sex with this, that woman, and demeaning our women. Talking about getting a gun and getting some birds or some doves. I'm not talking about birds. I'm talking about dope. And spread it out through our communities. These politicians said they can't, the problem with guns, the crazy people get them. No, the problem with guns is the crazy people said that you need them, these politicians. So it's imperative that you get your relationship with the LM right. And there again, it's imperative that you get your relationship with one another right. Because the evidence, as I said, speaks for itself. Without the LOM, we have become a messy monstrosity. We have no regard for other men's wives. We have no regard for ourselves. We have no regard for our children. And we put our total reliance and trust and these Western Hemisphere politicians, and they can give a damn about you. My thing is this. You should put your trust in what is imperative in our relationships, has always been imperative, have always heard our cry out. He's always heard our cry out. He's heard it in Mithraim. He hears it now if you cry out to him. But crying out to these politicians doesn't serve our interests. It hadn't served our interests in 403 years counting. They got warehouses of promises that they give you, but they never deliver. Yeah, they'll deliver you promises. Oh, yeah, we're going to make things better for you. Just hold your breath while many of us continue to die. I know in ancient Mizraim, our folks didn't rely on the politician at that time span. They didn't rely on Pharaoh. They didn't rely on his military operation. They didn't walk around talking about hands up, don't whip me. They didn't walk around saying I am a Hebrew man, a woman, and recognize. They didn't walk around to the community at large, the dominant community that had domination over us. Talk about don't get on my neck, don't make things better, don't make things worse for me. Give me that brick with that straw. They cried out to the entity they knew that could solve their problems, unlike some of us, unfortunately. We continue to cry out to these politicians in this Western Hemisphere and think things are going to get better for us. We've been crying out to these people for 403 years. What has happened? What has made things better? You have what appears to be freedom. You have what appears to be human rights. You have what appears to be justice, but it's simply just us. Every entity, every facet of your life is just us, not you. And see, that's why, again, it's imperative that we get these and reestablish this relationship with the LOM and reestablish relationship with one another. As I said before, the evidence doesn't lie. We are a monstrosity. We don't know how to treat ourselves, our own human bodies. We don't know how to treat our spouses. We don't know how to treat our children. We don't know how to treat anybody any kind of way. And the way we treat anybody is what we've been socially engineered and conditioned to treat, trashy and or terroristic. And we hate anything that remotely looks like us. And we're willing to kill it and write a rap song about it to make $1 million. Are we willing to flood our communities, unlike our ancient brothers in Mataram, with drugs to seduce our women, to get them to work in strip clubs, to demean our women, to, as far as the women are concerned, and to do on vice versa on the opposite side of the coin? There's no love in the case of the sister in Columbus, Mississippi. Fussing and fighting, arguing, cussing and carrying on with her baby's daddies, four of them. And mama, because she don't know any better, of the girl. She's in the background instigating with a girl. Why would you point a weapon at somebody you love anyway? And she tells the police, I didn't know one was in the chamber. But you shouldn't have been pointing a weapon at your husband. You shouldn't have had your mother in your business. My mama over there, we used to call them back in the day mammies. But if you knew what your responsibilities were, if you're a Hebrew man or Hebrew woman, you know you don't do certain things. You can't do what this Western Hemisphere tell you to do. We have become a monstrosity because we're trying to emulate our enemies. Our enemies don't love us. They love to hate us, but they don't love us. So why are we emulating our enemies? We want to be everything they said. We want to own basketball teams. We want to be ownership of everything. But when it's just symbolic, our relationships are not serious. And I'm going to tell you what Neely Fuller Jr. says, and I'm going to go on. We are serious about silly things and silly about serious things. That's why some of us don't elect to reconnect with the Most High. We are electing to reconnect where we never had a reconnection with our enemies. They don't love you, and you've learned not to love yourselves. The Most High sees each of us as precious jewels in his eyes. But we have denigrated our relationship with the Elohim so much and ourselves that we have become a monstrosity. We refuse to study the Most High word, but we are standing at the table, standing off the porch, looking up at Mr. and Ms. White Man, talking about one another, talking about how much we are monsters and we know we are, and not saying nothing to the creators of the monsters, Dr. Jekyll and Mrs. Hyde. But we want to become Dr. Jekyll and Mrs. Hyde in our regards because we have no relationship, a constructive and positive relationship with one another. We only have poisonous and toxic relationship with one another. We can't go together nowhere. You go to a park, a party with one another, it's going to be some fluttering yellow tape and some flashing blue and white lights, and y'all know I'm not lying. Why is that so? We've been cursed. We've been cursed because we don't study the Most High. We've been cursed because we don't follow the Most High. We're not humble. We are not obedient. We're not sheeple. We're just crazy as we want to be. And the evidence doesn't lie. Just look at us. Running up to Mr. and Mrs. White Man looking for all our solutions when they have no intention of giving you one. Hey, man, they sacrifice their own babies for guns. It's all. That's collateral damage. 100, 200, 300 children a year. That's collateral damage. But we want our Second Amendment. These folks don't even care about their own babies. You think they give a damn about you? They care about their Second Amendment. And Charleston Heston once said they betrayed Moses falsely in a movie. What was that movie? The Ten Commandments, false betrayal of Moses. Moses didn't look like no white man. How you look like a white man? And Yah said, put your hand in your bosom and bring it out. It's going to be white as snow, just like white folk. Now put your hand back in your bosom, Moses, and it's going to be back to normal. From that man's mouth, he said, out of my dead hands, holding his weapon, loving his Second Amendment at the expense of their children. This is a violent people, and we're living in a violent land. They don't know anything about no peace. A piece of your behind what they know about, and a piece of your mind. That's why you're socially engineered and conditioned to be the way you are. Why? Because of your refusal to study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Your refusal to study the rock you were hewn from and the dead ditch you were dug from. You don't want solutions. You want a continuation of problems. Because if you wanted solutions just like our ancients did in Mizraim, they didn't cry to Pharaoh. They didn't cry to Ikerites, Hebrews. They didn't cry Hebrew Lives Matter. They didn't walk around Mizraim with posters and placards and T-shirts saying recognize me. They knew where they got their recognition from. They got it from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. And you can get it from him too. Stop relying on his daughter of Babylon. Stop relying on his Western Hemisphere. This is not meant for you. You're precious. You're better than that. Stop trying to emulate your enemies. And start emulate the people that you came from. And start praying to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, who we study every day of the week. And we implore and beg you not only to study every day of the week with us, meditate on it. Burn the midnight oil up. Don't trust what we said. Trust, as I just read, in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, the rock you were hewn from and the ditch you were dug from. That's who you place your trust in. That's who have the answers for you. No other entity has the answers for you but your Creator. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. And perhaps you're wondering, and rightfully so, Yom Suf Arif, who are the we you make a reference to you? Well, most importantly, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, who I believe is with us in these studies. And secondly, the students that study along with us, 5,147 people study with us all over the universe. And also it could be you too, because you really want to know the truth. And most importantly, fellow student teachers, as Yom Suf Ari is a student teacher. I don't have all the sense in the world. I don't know everything in the world. But I'm willing to commit myself to these studies. And I learn something every day. And you can learn something right along with us. And who are these special teacher students? Because it doesn't stop for us until our casket drops. Scott Trail from New York City. Happy y'all from New York City. And yours truly, Yom Suf. And what do I know about them? Good answer. Good question. Good question. I know that they love the Most High with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. They don't get paid for this. I don't get paid for this. And they love you as they love themselves. They're not willing to write a rap song about mistreating you. And they aren't going to mistreat you. They see you as special as they see them own selves. And that's what you learn in these studies. And they know where to go to. Not the Yom Suf. Don't come to me. I can't do nothing for you. But go to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. And let me remind you, chapter 25, the Psalms, take that to heart. As a matter of fact, after the show, go back over it. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Let me introduce these special student teachers, just like Yom Suf. Sister Abia, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom and praise Yah. All glory and praises to Yah. Well, you sure said a mouthful.
That's for
sure. And it's all the truth. And it's good to be back. And I hope everyone's feeling good and having peace of mind. And like you said, don't trust nobody but Yah. Don't look for it. Don't go to them with your own hand out. Or nothing, because they're not going to give you nothing. If they do, you're going to have to pay back triple. So trust in Yah. Go to Yah. Shalom, family. Good to be back.
Shalom, sir. It's good to have you back. Praise Yah. And you said a mouthful yourself, my dear sister. Praise Yah.
Praise
Yah. Brother Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, my brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom. Bless Yah, my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Thank him for our life, our health, our strength. Thanking him for us being able to come back. How y'all doing?
Doing good, brother. And it's good to hear your voice. Praise Yah.
Praise God. And I ain't nothing special, Yom Suf. I'm just dust in the wind. But I'm glad that we do have 5,147 loyal, dedicated listeners, students out there. We try to get it right. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Yeah. And the numbers are climbing. Bless the Most High. They're climbing. Exactly. Cartrell, you want to find out how our ancients was? Sister Abigail, you want to find out how our ancients comported yourself? Fellow student, do you want to find out the kind of attitude you have with the LOM and how you should conduct yourself and comport yourself with the LOM? Don't you want these personal relationships with the LOM? Don't you want don't y'all want these personal relations with one another? If you don't,
yes,
you should.
Yes.
Praise God. Check this out. We're going to get into it. If Contrail, I was supposed to have you. I didn't have any additional commentary. We're going to get right into our study, shall we?
Just one.
Go ahead, my brother. Take all the time you need.
I see you trying to squeeze in there with my King David.
Oh, bro, come on. Don't be hating on me. My love for the King. Don't hate on me. My love for the King. Come on now. It's for him to share with everybody. All right. Praise y'all.
I'm his number one fan, brother. I'm his number one fan.
Well, if you said so, I have different opinions. I ain't hating no, bro. All right. Fellow students, turn to Shemot. Y'all, some of y'all call it Exodus, but that is not the case. That's a Greek word. And the actual word means names. And it's the Hebrew word for this book, Shemot.
Everybody finding out Yah's name. Pharaoh,
exactly.
Moses, Israel, everybody.
Well, everybody need to find out the Elohim name today too, contrary, truth be told. Exactly. It ain't the Pope. It ain't Jesus. It ain't Allah. It ain't Buddha. You need to find out what Yah's name is and reconnect.
Imagine this. The Holy Father's in the hospital.
Right. Oh, is that right? Oh, God's representative on earth, huh? All right. That is nothing of notation to me. And I'm glad Cottrell brought it up, but I'm glad he brought it up, though. Always be aware and cognizant everything is going around you. Praise Yah. All right, chapter 6. Thank you, Cottrell. Now, chapter 5. Moses' first encounter with the Pharaoh. Moses don't know this Pharaoh, and this Pharaoh really don't know. If he know about him, he flogging off like he don't know nothing about it. And I assure you, he knew about Moses, okay? Because they kept records. They kept records in Mazaram. Chapter 5, shall we? You students, you ready? Let's get busy. Let's study the Most High. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. May he continue to direct and order our steps so that we won't lean to our own understanding. It's not working on us to lean to our own. It's working against us. Praise Yah. Afterwards, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh. And you have to assume that the elders are with him, or a conglomerate of elders are with him, because they went with him. Thus said the Elohim Yah of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast to me in the wilderness. And Pharaoh sarcastically says to him, who is this Yah that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I do not know the Elohim, nor will I let Israel go. Sarcastically, I suspect. So they said, the Elohim of the Hebrews have met with us. Let us go 3 days journeying into the desert and sacrifice to the Elohim, our Yah. Lest he fall upon us with a pestilence or with a sword. Then the king of Mizraim said to them, Moses and Aaron, why do you take the people from their work? Get back to your labor. And Pharaoh said, look, because as I said, a conglomerate of elders was standing up there too. Look, the people of the land are many now, and you make them rest from their labor? So the same day Pharaoh commanded that's how they do us now. They give you a whole lot of amendments. But in the end, it's always seemed like a hard task work that they put upon us, don't it? You went marching in 65, 64. You went marching in the 50s and protesting. You went marching just quite recently, saying your lives matter. But what has it really accomplished you? Your life don't matter to them. They don't care if you got a t-shirt on saying you a man, I am a man. They don't care if you got your hands up. They don't care if I got your knee on your neck. Just look at the news. Some of y'all ain't even looking at the news, see what's going on. You're simply lying to yourself and or each other, saying things going to get better. Just every 2 years, every 4 years, somebody go save us. 403 years from county. Don't you get tired of lying to yourselves and one another? Trying to establish a toxic and poison relationship that doesn't work for you, that works on you? Warehouses of promises and lies? These folks don't even care nothing about their own babies. What makes you think they care about you? As long as they got their Second Amendment, that's all they care about. And they're violent land where they can exercise violence on anyone, any place, anyhow, anywhere. And a lot of you walking dead Negroes out there is always talking about you finna march and protest. But I don't see you marching in their communities. I don't see you going to Billy Bob's land and marching and protesting over there. You're not going to go to Billy Bob land or Sally Ann land, but you tough. You're so tough you'll kill one another. You're so tough you'll mistreat your women. You're so tough, you'll mistreat your men. You're so tough, you'll mistreat your children. But you'll jump on with a placard and a t-shirt, hands up, don't shoot, and thinking they're going to get it. They got something for you. Keep on marching in that neighborhood looking for a solution. They got something for you. They've been giving it to you dose by dose, and they can give it to you in a mass dose, too. See, you marching and crying out to the wrong entity. You should be marching and crying out to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. You didn't try everything else. You didn't try integration. You didn't try separation. You didn't try voting every 2 and 4 years. You didn't try your protesting and your crying. But you ain't crying out to the Most High. You didn't try the rest, not try the best. As our ancients knew. And he cried to Pharaoh. Pharaoh made things worse for them. Unlike you, thinking that you can cry out to this daughter of Babylon, this Western Hemisphere, think they're going to do something for you. When the 400 years it dawn on you, that ain't the way to go. Unlike our ancients. And he says, you should no longer give the people straw. I'm going to make it hard on them to make brick as before. Let them go and gather straw for themselves. And you shall lay on them the quarter of bricks which they made before. They're going to still give me them quarters of bricks. I'm not going to give you no straw. You better find your own straw. Good luck with that. And you should not reduce it. Why? Just like they used to say it now in this Western Hemisphere. We're lazy. Don't they say that all the time? You Negroes and Negresses are lazy. It ain't the first time that's been said. Pharaoh still says it. Pharaoh said it. Pharaoh said, basically, y'all lazy. Y'all got time to complain, protest, march, wear t-shirts, say your life matter. Hebrew lives matter. Hands up, don't shoot. Y'all got time to get that straw for yourself. Get in how you get it. And that's what they do to us today. They don't give you any answers today. They give you promises on top of promises. And Pharaoh giving us another set of problems, our ancients. He said, you should not reduce those brick quotas. For they are idle, they're lazy. Therefore they cry out saying, let us go and sacrifice to our Yah. Let more work be laid on the men so they got time to protest and complain that they may labor in it. Let them not regard, for I don't want y'all to listen to the truth. They don't want y'all to hear the truth today. Because what they're saying, Moses and Aaron is telling y'all a pack of lies. I'm going to put this work on y'all back. since y'all got time to complain, just like they do us today. And the taskmasters of the people and their officers went out and spoke to the people, our people. Thus says Pharaoh, I will not give you straw. Go get yourself straw where you can find it. Get your own. Yet none of your work shall be reduced. So the people were scattered abroad. They don't want us unified. That's called Cottrell. That's called divide and conquer. Just like we have been scattered about now. They continue to tell us go get straw on our own and our labors. They continue to divide us and keep us separated from one another. And that was the whole intent. They didn't want a unification, Cottrell. They didn't want a unified effort to cry out to the Most Cottrell, Sister Avia. They wanted to separate our efforts in regards to the Most High, just like they do today. They were scattered abroad. Right, my brother. They were scattered abroad throughout the land of Matheram to gather stubble instead of straw. They couldn't even find straw. They had to gather stubble. And the taskmasters forced them to hurry, saying, fulfill your work, your daily quota, as when there was straw. Also, the officers of the children of Israel, whom Pharaoh's taskmaster had set over them, you know, we always got good niggas and good negresses. Always had them. Those plantation days wasn't the only time we had those kind of negroes and negresses. Some of y'all call them good negroes. We had them way before that time. Whom Pharaoh taskmaster said on, these were beating and were asking, why have you not fulfilled your task in making bricks both yesterday and today as before? And we got a quota now, y'all. Y'all didn't know we got a quota today? We got a quota of cheating on one another. We got a quota of killing one another. We got a quota of selling drugs to one another. We got a quota of a lack of unification with one another. We got a quota of voting every 2 years and lying to yourselves and one another. We got a quota of voting every 4 years and continue lying to one another. Oh, yeah, we still got quotas. But because you don't study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, you don't get it. We're still fulfilling those quotas. Stop fulfilling those quotas. They're not working for us. They're working on us as they work on our ancients. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Praise Yah. Then the officers of the children of Israel came and cried out to Pharaoh. They were seeking solutions from Pharaoh, just like we see solutions from their governmental entity. Who didn't give them good drinking water in Flint, Michigan? Who has taken over their city in Jackson, Mississippi? And so on and so forth. But these brothers got the game twisted, just like our brothers and sisters today got the game twisted. Praise God. The officers of the children of Israel came and they cried out to Pharaoh, saying, why are you dealing? That's what you're saying. Why are you treating us like that? We do that. We still do that. Every year, every time one of us get killed, we're still doing that. Why y'all don't love us? Why y'all hate us? Why y'all don't get along with us? We still do that. Why are you dealing thus with your servants? There's no straw given to your servants. Y'all need to help us out here, just like we do today. And they said to us, make bricks. We can't do it like that. We still do that. Begging the entities in place in this Western Hemisphere. And indeed, your servants are beaten like they really care. Just like they really care today. But the fault is in your own people. I always blame them, but do we get a solution for them? It's y'all, universal white race supremacists, who are doing this to us. Why y'all treating us like this? Why y'all don't love us? Why y'all don't give us solutions? Why don't y'all help us solve our problems? They have no intent. As in regards to our ancients, And they have no intent in regard to you. Stop lying to yourselves and one another. But he said, and that's the answer we get today, brothers and sisters. You're lazy. That's why y'all in the situation y'all in. I know you can pull yourself up by your bootstrap because you didn't have no boots. I know you can plant and grow nothing because you didn't have no land. But we promise you that 40 acres and a mule. But y'all lazy. I know you ain't got no job because we won't give you one. Nothing worthwhile. But y'all lazy. Come on now. Come on. Stop lying to yourself, someone. This ain't the first time what's happening to us today that ever happened to us. But let's try to make it the last time. Let's cry out to the Most High, who will give them their solutions. And let's cry out to the Most High, who will give us our solution. We didn't try the rest. Let's try the best. Praise God, bless his holy name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Therefore, you said, now y'all telling us this. You said, let us go up and sacrifice to the Elohim. Now, go now and work. Go and get your back on the, get your butt back on the clock. That's how they feel. That's how they feel about your Elohim. That's how they feel about Yah. And this ain't the first time where we're living in this situation. They don't care nothing about no Yah. They care about gay rights. They care about their rights. And they could care less about yours. Praise Yah. Therefore, go now and work. For no straw shall be given you, yet you shall deliver the quota of bricks. They want their quotas. And we certainly give it to us in this daughter battle of the way. We give deaths at our hands. We give mistreatment, terrorization, mistreatment of our women, mistreatment of our men, mistreatment of our children, these quotas. And we happen to give them because we're comfortable and complacent, trying to get some so-called human rights. They don't care nothing about your stinking rights. And they don't care nothing about you. And that's what you must understand. Only the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov sees you as precious. And only should yourself see yourselves as precious. So you won't continue to be the monstrosity that you have become because of social engineering and conditioning. And he says, and the officers of the children of Israel saw that they were in trouble. It's like we're in trouble. We don't recognize it. After it was said, you shall not reduce any brick from your daily quota. I don't care what y'all talking about, what y'all ladies behind. You Hebrew Israelites going to give me them bricks, and I want them now. And I don't want y'all to reduce y'all quota. And so our brothers, they were cognizant of the fact what was going on, unlike some of us. They knew the Elohim, unlike some of us. And they were complacent in their situation, unlike some of us. And they knew they were in trouble. But some of us don't realize we're in trouble. They think every 2 years and every 4 years, Aviyah's brother Cartier, it's going to be like a slot machine. Bing, 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 bing. Oh, we got it now. We got the voting rights. We got everything. We got housing. They're going to give us good houses. Oh, we got good drinking water in Flint, Michigan. Oh, they won't take over our cities no more. Stop lying to yourselves and each other. That's why it's imperative that you study. It's imperative. And it's imperative that you know your status in this captivity. And stop believing that you're free. It's just an illusion, my brothers and sisters. You're free to do what they want to do when they tell you to do it. Now, how long they tell you to do it. And try to change it up. You'll see how free you is. I'm from down south, y'all. No, I'm from down south. Free you is. But I know the correct pronunciations. You are. But I like to put a little southern slang in. You is. You try to go against them and find out. Without the LOM. You better get your mind right. And you better get your relationship, most importantly, with the LOM right. Praise God and bless his holy name. And you best unified together. Stop lying to yourselves and trying to say, I got mine. You Negroes better get yours. That's not us. That's them. That works for them. It works on us, and it keeps us scattered abroad, just like they did our Hebrew brothers and sisters in Mizraim, and just like they continue to do with us keep us separated, scattered abroad throughout the lands in this Western Hemisphere, this daughter of Babylon. In conclusion, then as they came out from Pharaoh, they met Moses and Aaron. And we like to blame things on each other, don't we? We like to blame the bitter truth on each other. Now, let's see what happened. Who stood there to meet them? And they said to them, let the Elohim look on you and judge, because you have made us abhorrent in the sight of white folk. No, I meant Pharaoh. But some of us do say that. And in the sight of his servants, you Negroes always causing trouble. Y'all that came down here to free us, but y'all made things mad. We always like to blame each other. Instead of saying, what part you played? Instead of saying, have I done anything to unify us together? Have I done anything to cry out together to the Most High? But we always quick to blame each other for our own shortcomings. We're all in this together. Ain't nobody going to love us but us. Ain't nobody going to love us but Yah, I Elohim, who sees us preciously as we should be seen by Yah and one another. We got to get this thing together, people. That's why these studies are imperative. Getting the fundamental right, you can get everything right. If you can learn to be humble, you can learn to cry out to Most High. You can learn to love on one another and appreciate the valuableness of each other. But you can only get that from your studies. And hey, you ain't Chicken Little. It's not going to fall out of the sky on your head. And finally, the sight of his servant to put a sword in their hand. You done made these white folks, I meant Pharaoh. Sarcastic. You done made these Mazarams and the Pharaoh, the king, the Constitution, the Congress, don't like us. Truth be told, Pharaoh ain't never had no love for our brothers and sisters. And universal white race supremacy has no love for us either. Whatever you, every 4 years you vote, every 2 years you vote, ain't going to solve none of your problems. And hating one another ain't going to solve none of y'all problems. Because the evidence speaks for itself. We love to hate one another. We love to be scattered abroad throughout these lands. That doesn't work for us. That works against us and against our efforts to reunite this nation, to cherish this nation, and reestablish our relationship with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, who is our Elohim. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Katriel, Sister Abby, Most I continue to bless you, and you have the mics.
May he continue to bless you and everyone else too.
Thank you, I also
see it here. Moses and Aaron, they might have seen Pharaoh some, but they see Yah more, because they still did what they was told. They was obedient, and they also, they trusted and had faith in what Yah told them to do, no matter what happened.
Praise Yah, certainly. That's certainly the case there.
All praises. May the Most High bless you both and the family that's out there listening. Broke it down to us like we was 4 years old, Yah, so like you said.
I don't want the students to be insulted. And Cartrell said, like y'all four. I didn't say y'all was 4 years old, okay? It was like y'all novices. So don't take what Cartrell saying as an insult. It's just like y'all novice to this truth. That's all. Thank you, Cartwheel.
Oh, that's the truth.
In your analysis, you didn't compare what was happening to the ancient Israelites to any other people or any other nation on earth. You compared them directly to us because that's who we are. We reflect them. They reflect us.
Hallelujah.
Same tactics that Pharaoh used. These people know this book. They know our habits. They know our nature. And they use the same tactics that ancient Pharaoh used. That's why you see what we're going through. It's the same thing that our ancient fathers went through. So they had the key to get out of it, and so do we, as long as we study, like you said, what Yah instructs us to do. And if we follow those instructions, it's going to be good. And before we get out of here, out of this captivity, it may get worse before it gets better. Why? Because Yah going to test us, just like he was testing them. Don't seem like they're doing too good because they all seem to be complaining. Everybody complaining. And y'all's trying to save them.
Well,
y'all going to test us to see who we run to. Who you going to run to? You going to run to the slave masters or you going to run to your master, the creator, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, which our nation, our people should do. And we should know our story better than they do. All praise to you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I think he's going to break again.
Yeah.
What's that, Sister Avia?
You're back.
Oh, no, I was talking to my wife a minute about some family business. I know how to treat my spouse, okay? I don't run nothing. I do run something, but I manage the family. She managed the household, and I was talking to her about household business. But I stay in my lane, so I was telling her about some business. That's all that was. You know, y'all
don't
have
to explain nothing to me.
But now, see, people need to understand the dynamic of relationships. See, we don't understand the dynamics of our Hebrew relationships. We try to emulate their relationships, which are 50% successful. We need to learn what our relationships are about and learn to emulate those relationships. That's what works for us. Anything else works on us. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Every time there's a teaching moment, so you got to take advantage
of
that.
Yes, it is. People aren't doing, but you're doing the right thing.
Yes, ma'am.
That's
certainly
all that matters. That's
yes,
all
ma'am.
That matters.
Yes, ma'am. Katria, did you ask me something, brother, while I was away?
No.
Okay. Katria, do you need something while I was away?
You can't reflect on what I say because you was away, but I said what I had to say. We can keep it moving.
No, she had a mic on. She had a mic on. So I could hear you talking while we were talking. Yeah. And that being said, Katria, are you ready for another study in the book of our Psalms, a song of King David?
No doubt. I always look forward to King David. That's
okay.
My man.
That's our man.
All right.
There's enough King David to go around, y'all. There's enough. Sister Aviyah, where we at?
You're in 26 tonight.
Okay. Students, I'm going to read this for Cartrell and you, and Cartrell will take you right into the work schedule. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. A prayer for divine. Yes, hallelujah. A prayer for divine scrutiny and redemption. A prayer for divine scrutiny and redemption. One last time. A prayer for divine scrutiny and redemption. Praise Yah. Cartrell, you got it, brother.
So let's reflect on that title, because what does it mean? Divine scrutiny. Mm-hmm. King David is asking Yah to judge him, to examine his actions, his thoughts, his heart, and what he's done.
Exactly.
Right?
Praise
That's
Yah.
The scrutiny. Mm-hmm. What's the title mm-hmm. again?
A prayer for divine scrutiny and redemption.
So once Yah scrutinizes you and sees that you're worthy, he'll redeem you. He'll take you back. He ain't going to
exactly.
take you back. If you haven't cleaned up your act, right?
Exactly. That's been on that
one. You ain't got to worry about men judging you or people judging you. You better worry about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob judging you, just like King David did. So we in Psalm 26, all praise to the Holy One of Israel, and our King, King David, his great creation. And the fact that King David left his mindset behind so we could get back on track with the Most High in a spiritual way. Because we know that King David was a mighty man, but these poems and songs that he wrote shows that he was great on a spiritual plane. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
King David says, judge me, Yah, for I have walked in my integrity. How many of us can make that declaration?
Exactly.
And if you haven't walked in your integrity, you better get it together before Yah does judge you, right?
Exactly.
King David says, I have trusted also in Yah without wavering. You can't be here today and going tomorrow. You can't be on the fence. You have to have full and complete trust in Yah. What do you say? Without wavering.
Without wavering.
Examine me, Yah. He's open to Yah. He's like, I ain't got nothing to hide. Yah, and prove me, because Yah going to examine us and prove us. What's he trying to prove? What's Yah trying to prove with us?
Are you worthy?
Trying to prove that we're worthy.
Are you like worthy?
He was examining Abraham. He examined Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Joseph's brothers. Yah is always examining and proving people, especially our nation. Try my heart and mind. So Yah constantly does that. You ain't got to ask for that. For your loving kindness is before my eyes. Yah see, I mean, King David sees the Most High's mercy and his loving kindness, especially in the situations that he found himself in. I have walked in your truth. How many of us can declare that? That we walk in the Most High's truth. I have not sat with deceitful men. Neither will I go astray with hypocrites. We know American politicians are hypocrites to the core. They're the definition of hypocrites.
You better believe it.
Oh, yeah. But we still trust them. What do we trust? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We didn't even know who that is. We like Pharaoh. Who's that? We don't know him. I hate, King David says, the assembly of evildoers, and I will not sit with the wicked. How about you? I'll wash my hands in innocence, so I will go about your altar, Yah. King David is focused on dwelling in Yah's house and praising him forever, that I may make the voice of thanksgiving to be heard and tell of all your wondrous deeds. Yeah, he wants to talk about Yah all the time to give him thanks. Yah, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Here you go, talking about temple again. Don't gather my soul with sinners. There you go, talking about souls again. And his soul don't want to be gathered with the souls of sinners for good reason. Know my life. There's a difference between your life and your soul. Know my life with bloodthirsty men. In whose hand is wickedness? Their right hand is full of bribes. And you're talking about bloodthirsty men whose hand is wicked. Their right hand is full of bribes. Sounds like America. Because they live by the soul, AK-47s, and they're not scared to shed innocent blood. They dropped a bomb on Nagasaki, Hiroshima, and killed innocent people, bloodthirsty men, just to test their bomb, see if they work. But as for me, as for you, as for me, as for us, I will walk in my integrity. I can't help you do that. Only you can do that for yourself, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
It ain't no use me pointing my finger at you or trying to judge you, because I know that Yah is judging me. So King David is focused on himself. Redeem me and be merciful to me. My foot stands in an even place. In the congregations, I will bless Yah. Futuristic King David, he know that even though his soul is gone, he wants his soul preserved. He don't want it to be kept with the sinners. He know that he's going to come in the future and be in Yah's house amongst the congregation, declaring Yah's wonders and blessing Yah for his wondrous works.
Praise God.
All praise to King David and Yah.
Well, Ken, we said the very same thing that King David is confident in. We should have the same confidence that King David has. And it's quite simple, people. Cottrell broke it down like you were 4 years old. Take no offense. He's not saying you're four. But he's basically saying you're a novice to the Most High Truth. And he broke it down for you. You need to work on yourself. You need to work on your own relationship with the Elohim. You need to ask the Most High, just like King David. I don't even want to my soul to be with wicked folk. And that means that physically I don't want to be around wicked people. Now, you want to hang out with wicked people, that's your business. But Yom Suh don't want to hang out with wicked folk. I'm not on what wicked folk do. And certainly in the case of King David, I don't even want my soul around them. You better take a valuable interest in your soul. As a King David, he knew there was restoration for his soul. That's why he said in the Psalms 23, restore my soul for your namesake. And the Most High can restore your soul for his name's sake. As long as you got a constructive and positive relationship with him. And I pray that each of you do. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. So, Savia?
Thank you. Before I forget, I might be on tomorrow. Depends on how I'm feeling, but I'll be on, but I won't be talking. So I'm going to see my dentist again.
Well, long as you listen.
So I'm just saying, so don't expect me to open my mouth tomorrow. Y'all just know that I give y'all all the glory and praises.
So for tonight, just stay
focused on connecting with y'all. And once you do connect, stay connected, seek y'all, obey y'all, and always praise y'all. Hallelujah.
And never waver. Thank you, Sister. Before Cartrell says something, we have some callers in from Texas and Arkansas. So if you want to say something, by all means, say something. You want to introduce yourself? You want to ask the question? Feel free to do so. Just hit number one on your phone. If not, we still love you. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Cartrell.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, Cartrell. Bear with me, my brother. Bear with me. Somebody had their hand up. Okay, put your hand back up. There you go. From Arkansas. May the Most High bless you. Your might is hot. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.
I spoke with you all last night. My husband is here with me. We've been listening in here. I have a Texas area code and number, but my baby boy is on the other phone, on my phone, the 936 number, and my husband and I is on the Arkansas number, but we're all in Arkansas. Ronnie Stubbs.
How you doing?
Hey, brother. How you doing, brother?
I'm glad to be with you, bro.
And so, but we really appreciate it, and you all are a wonderful blessing to us. I'm so thankful that I was given the number to dial in and listen in, and I look forward to joining every day. I really, really wanted to thank you all for breaking everything down and teaching us.
It was our pleasure, sister. It's our pleasure. Praise you.
Thank you most.
Definitely
his service and help our people come to understanding, because we're in dire straits, just like our forefathers were in ancient Egypt. Matter of fact, we're in worse shape. They respected the elders. When the elders came to them, they listened. However, if we get a bunch of elders together today, I don't think our people will listen. But the Most High got something up his sleeve for us, and we're going to do what he said he's going to do. But the thing is, we have to know what to focus on. It's like King David. And it's about Yah, your ancient fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, all the ones who are really renowned in our history.
Exactly, Ronnie. Exactly, sister. Ronnie and sister, brother and sister, do your son is using the phone, 936, do he want to speak to us?
My baby boy? Probably not.
Mama know they children, don't they?
Evan, the baby boy is Evan. So yeah, no, I don't think so right now. But thank you.
Well, Evan.
Okay, Cartrell.
His name is Evan.
The baby is Evan, and then my other son is Ronnie Jr. So But we're listening in, and then I have a brother-in-law. He's on there. My husband's identical twin. He's on. His name is Donnie, but I don't know if you want to say anything or not. He's at his house, but he's dialed in also from Arkansas.
Shalom, Donnie. All praise. Yeah, I see Donnie's number. And, Evan, Donnie, may the Most High bless you too.
And feel free to ask questions.
Anytime.
My baby said... I can hear him in his room. He just said, hallelujah.
My man. Okay, Evan. Hallelujah.
So the youth pick up on the vibe early, and you have to teach them early and teach them well, because they have the instinct to know the truth. When they hear the truth, they know it.
They pick up on it. What his studies are insightful, sister and brother Ronnie, what his studies and Evan, was the studies insightful? And okay, and Donnie, that you not on, but were these studies insightful for you? Did it open your eyes up to some things?
Yeah, it's on my eyes to a lot of things. You know? I do a little teaching myself and everything, and I start studying myself.
Right.
It's wonderful. Yeah.
It's wonderful, man. To join with somebody else, man. That's what I want.
Mm-hmm. It's a blessing.
Well, Ronnie, Donnie, sister, and Evan, y'all only got to study with nobody else. Y'all are study buddies from now on, okay?
All right.
That's what I'm saying.
We've been waiting for this. This is a blessing. Yeah. This is really, y'all answered our prayer. I'm really, really excited about it.
And the funny thing about it, sister, brother, the funny thing about it, I'm close to y'all because I'm in Memphis. So that's why y'all hit that southern flavor. Yeah, that's why y'all hit that southern flavor.
Oh, yes. We laughed when you said that. I said, we get it. We definitely get it.
Oh, y'all picked up on the southern flavor?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate that. Not
job.
Far away at all. Yeah, Memphis is right down the road. Couple of hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, perhaps we'll get an opportunity to see one another. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Because the wife and I, we're always looking for a place to get away from home sometimes. We went to Nashville. That didn't work for me. Thinking about St. Louis. And I may bypass to come to Arkansas where y'all at. I'm just undecided. But at least I got a spot I can go to and know some folks. You know how to cook?
Yeah, let us know.
You know how to cook? Because I don't want to talk.
Yeah, mama, she know how to cook, man. She know how to cook.
Okay, well, I don't want to have to talk about it on the show, okay? I wouldn't do that, sister. I've been playing.
You're welcome.
It's all right, y'all. You can leave sister Abby and I out. You know, we are.
Whatever. Hey, Ronnie.
Just talk to my boy.
Hey, what you do that? Whatever y'all game for. We've been trying to find some brothers and sisters we can Bible study, where we can do study with all this stuff. And
fellowship.
It's really hard, man.
I know. We know, brother. We know. But Cartrell has some information that he's going to share with you about unification and crying out to the Most High. I think you'll find rather helpful. Cartrell?
Yes. Whoever you could share this radio program with, share it with them. Have them listen. But we're going to do the cry out to the Most High like we should on September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd as a nation. Hoping to reach his ear and his heart so that he does redeem us on September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in Washington, D.C. The information you can find on our website, the nation's website, yahwillgather.us.
I saw that. That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Go to that website, register for the march down there or for the gathering down there, and get your IDs. Find out what that's all about.
Okay.
Israelite ID, national ID, standing up as a nation now.
Okay.
So, you got the website written down? yahwillgather.us?
Yeah, we registered last night. So, yes, I thank you.
Praise
appreciate y'all. That.
Praise y'all.
Yep.
And Ronnie, Donnie, and Evan, and sister, it's a pleasure.
Uh-huh.
Be reunited with you guys. I look forward to seeing you one day. But we will continue studying together. Praise the Most High. Praise Yah.
Praise
Yes.
And what's your name, sister?
Evelyn.
Evelyn.
Okay. Oh, what we were talking about last night?
Yes, ma'am.
Yaffa.
I like that. It fits you. Now we're gonna have to find
it was you that called me about your name, right?
Yes, it was. Uh-huh. Elder.
And
yes.
I was calling you Elia, but you changed it to Yaffa.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the time to help me with that. Thank you.
Yeah. And you have to choose a name that you're comfortable with.
Right. It's a beautiful name, sister. It's a beautiful
Yaffa.
Name. Yaffa. Ronnie?
It means beautiful.
Ronnie, I can't let you get away, bro. What's your Hebrew name?
My name is...
You haven't picked one yet, but you...
I had one. Ron Yahula, but...
But you kept Ron in it, so...
Yeah, I kept Ron in it.
Oh,
I feel like... Yeah, Ron Yahula.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, my actual slave name is Ronald, but everybody called me Ron. I didn't want no parts of it. So, my name is... Yeah.
We working. Yeah. We gonna look into it,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because my name is Yamsuf Arif. Yamsuf Arif.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Yamsuf Arif.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I hear my Yahuda.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Can you tell me the meaning of? I'm sorry. I was the meaning of your name.
My name, the righteous line, the righteous line of the Most High that roars by the Sea of Reeds.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Showing people the way, bro. Showing people the way.
Yeah. All
right.
Yeah, I'm about to change mine, but...
Yeah, we're going to work on it.
Hey, Ron Yahuda, who I hear.
Yeah, we're going to look up. We're going to look it up, okay?
Yeah,
keep working on it. Keep working on that, okay? Pray to the Most High.
Okay.
Keep working. Go ahead, Ron.
Not just I get to find a real meaning to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what you want. Because our name have meaning. Because my wife's name is Nisanya. Because she's born in April. The Hebrew word for April is Nisanya.
Okay, my birthday is next Thursday. Okay, I was born in April also. Okay.
My thinker broke, y'all. My thinker broke. No, she wasn't born in April. I didn't get in trouble. She's born in December. Okay.
Born in December, right?
I know when to shut up, bro. I know when to shut up, Ronnie. You here on the shoulder telling me.
They got a twin, man.
Hey, y'all. We love y'all. It's a pleasure. It's a blessing to hear y'all. And we hope and pray that y'all continue to study with us. And bless you and your family.
Yeah.
Bless
you.
I'm doing too. For studying with you, man.
We love it, bro. We love it. More the merrier. Anytime you got any questions, don't hesitate to ask after studies. And if we don't know it, we'll try to find it. If we can't find it, we'll tell you. Okay?
All right.
Thank you for taking time to give an introduction and to join you all. We really appreciate it and love you guys. Thank you.
Sister, you and your husband and your son and your brother-in-law are precious to us. We see y'all the same way y'all see y'all. You're precious. And we take pleasure in our people coming together. Katria, you want to say something to them before they go?
No, I concur. The more the merrier, we need to inform our people. And this word that we're spreading, Yah's word, needs to hit all the ears of all of our people. And we need just to make the adjustments that we need to make.
Exactly. And this And this is an international talk show. We have people from all over the universe tuning in. So praise Yah. And it's a blessed added addition to have you brothers and sisters to study, brothers and sister to study with us. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
And we got 5,147 people out there. And the fact that you called in and spoke your voice and introduced yourself, maybe it'll embolden more to do the same.
Exactly.
All right. That we plan on doing.
All right.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Well, fellow students, praise Yah and bless his holy name. May he continue to bless us. May we continue to let his footstep, which is his word, guide us. Katria, any closing remarks?
All praise to the Holy One. Not tonight. That's it. Said enough.
We said enough.
Not to think about it. Yeah, man.
A lot to think about, y'all. Praise y'all. Shalom and good night.
From the mighty and the mighty from the small.